Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Right on 10:30, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, John Dumsey, joins me. Good morning, John.
Great morning, isn't it, Sean?
Beautiful. Absolutely fantastic day. The Royal Easter Show has been on, and you must have been delighted with the Standardbred class entries.
We certainly were. 25 horses turned up for the Royal Easter. All extremely well turned out, and it was great pride that we could see them there in that main ring. Big crowd watching how splendid these horses can be turned out.
Now, who were the winners?
Well, in the stallion class, it was Awesome Collect, prepared by Lauren and Shane Tritton. And whilst in the mares, Dresden Lady was the winner there. And in the geldings, a former juvenile horse raced by Theo Papadopoulos in Artistic Flight took out the geldings class. But the overall champion ended up being Awesome Collect. He was only retired from the racetrack some 6 months ago, and it's been a fantastic effort by Lauren and Shane to quieten down a stallion, and having that he's able to be presented in such magnificent fashion in the show ring.
And he'll be going to stud?
I doubt it. I doubt it. He could serve some mares. He was a reasonable racehorse, but he's not up there in the class that the Breeders flocked to.
Yeah. Right now, Penrith, you had the Tab Carnival of Cups.
Yeah, Elmer's Image, a really tough effort for Amanda Turnbull to win the Renshaw Cup. Everyone thought that Ignatius, that was you know stalking him throughout the race, would collar him down that straight at Penrith. But that didn't occur, and Elmer's Image now, it'll go on, and I'm sure it'll race again against Ignatius in the Truman Memorial this Friday night at Bankstown. It's a $65,000 Group 2 race, and what's really special about it, those horses, especially Elmer's Image and Ignatius that raced in the Renshaw Cup, they'll be out to win a $20,000 bonus at Harness Racing New South Wales is putting on just for horses competing in those two races.
All right. Now, the Renshaw Cup at Penrith?
Yeah, that was the race. It went very well. That was the race Elmer's Image won. It was an outstanding race. Yep. Outstanding race.
All right. Now, through Friday and Saturday, we had a heap on Tamworth, for example.
Yeah, the Mini Trot Championships, and we covered them pretty well last week. But in the three divisions, Kaylee Shackleford Weller, her horse Bella Donna won the midget class. Jai Howard Coney, his Shetland won, Secret Mission won the Shetland class, while Grace Manella with Velvet's Little Star, she won the ponies class. But they raced over the Friday and Saturday. Then on Sunday, the first event on what is basically a fun day for everybody, they had the Champion of Champions race. Those three horses competed over a lap of the Tamworth track. Now, only the pony runs the lap. The rest are the midget and the Shetland are handicapped accordingly to size. But it was Secret Mission for Jai Howard Coney, which took out the rake in a very exciting finish. Little Bella Donna, the midget, ran second, and Velvet's Little Star ran third. So it wrapped up what was a great championship in Tamworth.
John, I'm imagining Secret Mission, the Shetland, but Bella Donna, the midget. How big was Bella Donna?
Oh, put it this way, we could keep her at home, you and I, and we wouldn't have a problem at all.
Little, and I imagine there would have been a few of them in the midget class as well, were they?
Oh, they were, and they're so cute, these little horses. But what's really great about it is how these young children, they nurture them, they look after them, and it brings them through into eventually to the big ranks, the full-time driving in harness racing. Chris Geary, for example, came through the mini trots into the maxi trots, and now he's as good a driver as anyone else in Australasia.
It's interesting. You look at sport the way it starts, the Formula One drivers, a lot of those start driving go-karts. So it all graduates, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And it's an education that we need to provide these children. There's a lot more to it than just having the talent of driving the horses. You must be able to look after them. And these children also train these horses. So it's not as if like the smart young drivers that we have, like Toddy McCarthy. Whilst he does work with his father, John, around the stables, he's mainly known as a driver and certainly is in much demand.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, Wagga, you had the Tab Carnival of Cups there.
A great day, a beautiful Sunday afternoon at Wagga yesterday, and great racing across the board. But the win of Beetson, he's a 180-start veteran, in the Wagga Cup, was it brought tears to the eyes, certainly to the trainer, Peter Trevor Jones, to be able to win that race, driven superbly by Cameron Hart. Now, there's another young driver that came through the mini trots. He's based now in Sydney, but comes from the Riverina. Just a great win. But there's a horse, 180 starts, a veteran, as I said. He came off a 12-month layoff with wins at Wagga on March 31, Bankstown on April 12, and then back to Wagga yesterday. And he still started three consecutive wins. He scored after those first two. He started yesterday at a staggering odds of 40-1. But he's a super horse. Almost won $500,000 in prize money. But it's all credit there, of course, to the trainer, Peter Trevor Jones, to be able to keep a horse going for all those years. And it just demonstrates the durability of the standard bred to certainly deliver back to owners an opportunity over many, many years of racing. So all credit to Peter and to Cameron and of course, to the horse Beetson, who was named after the champion Eastern Suburbs, Australian, New South Wales footballer, Artie Beetson.
That's a good effort after 12 months to come back and go bang, 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 isn't it?
Oh, it was. But I tell you what was interesting on the day, there was a little horse in by the name of Myra Dawn. Amanda Turnbull presented this little filly. She won the Wagga Oaks. Just the tenacity of her to jump to the lead, put a little head out and go all the way. I'm telling you, Sean, she's one of the smallest paces. She's a three-year-old, one of the smallest paces I've ever come across. She may well have been within range of being in the pony size at the Mini Trot Championship, but I'll talk about heart and tenacity. How far she goes is unknown, but, she was a performance and a half and had the entire crowd cheering her home. I think mainly because of a diminutive size.
It's interesting, isn't it? Size doesn't necessarily equate to speed.
Not necessarily. It's all about heart. Certainly about heart. We saw in the Thoroughbred world that super mare, Winx. She wasn't that big, but she had it in the heart. She had it in the stride, in the body. And it's all sorts makes the puzzle always. But, the little ones can be as good as the big ones.
Now, today we've got Narrabri for the Tab Carnival of Cups.
And it's another magnificent day up in Narrabri. We're hoping towards the end of the day or after the last that the rain comes that's predicted. But the cup there today is such an even race. I'm not sure who will end up favourite, but in a very open market, I think Love and Every Day is that we all should for... Billy Stubbs and Dean Chappell. It'll be a crowd favourite today. So it'll be another great TAB Carnival Cups meeting in Narrabri this afternoon to round off almost what was, a perfect weekend of harness racing, but almost in the fact that we also have Bathurst racing this afternoon. So it was a weekend and a half for harness racing over Easter.
Now, John, I've got a smile. I've just got a text through here from and I'll tell you what this man. He said, Artie Beetson was a Queenslander. You can't claim him as a New South Welshman.
Well, no. Greg Inglis has come back. Artie did come back towards the end there, I'm sure.
Yeah, John O'Shea, he's sticking up for Artie. He's going to hang in there with him. Good on you, John. All right. Good luck today, Narrabri. That'll be a great day of the Tab Carnival of Cups. And we'll catch up tomorrow for more on the pace.